I'm Mitch Wertley with this VPR News. Tension between the Rutland City Board of Aldermen and the city's police commission is not new, but a 2012 internal affairs investigation into alleged racial profiling and misconduct by two former Rutland City police officers has caused some city leaders to question the role of Rutland's police commission. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
According to Rutland City's charter, the five-member police commission is responsible for overseeing the police department and hiring and firing the chief. But Sharon Davis, a longtime member of the Rutland City Board of Aldermen, thinks the role of the commission has not been fulfilled in recent years.
The police commission was not established to be a yes board. The police commission was established to look over that chief's shoulder and make sure that things are being run the way the public expects it to be. That's not happening. I don't feel it's happening, and it irritates me.
Davis believes the commission has been too complacent. For instance, she cites a pornography scandal at the police department 5 years ago. A city officer was being investigated by the state police for having pornography on his police-issued laptop. The city's police chief at the time had not informed the police commission about the investigation. The chief was also harshly criticized for not running his own internal review. Davis says the pornography incident and other department problems led the Board of Aldermen at the time to hold a unanimous no-confidence vote in the chief. Despite that, the police commission voted to keep him on the job. Rutland has a different chief now, and members of the police commission have changed. But Davis says the panel is still not being as proactive as she'd like. She says she was shocked to find out that the chair of the commission had not read a 2012 internal affairs report looking into allegations of racial profiling and other misconduct by Rutland City police officers. The investigation, known as the Tremblay Report, focused on two officers, both of whom no longer work for the city. When the report came out in 2012, it was not released to the public. A redacted version of it was only recently made public as part of a civil suit being filed against the city by another former officer. While the Tremblay report discovered no criminal intent, it states that information uncovered exposed the Rutland Police Department and the city to significant liability. Davis thinks the commission should have made these findings its business much sooner.
My concern more is with the police commission at this time. What is their role? What are they doing? And, you know, how moving forward are they going to have a better handle on these type of things? Because I can't deal with the day-to-day, because by charter, the police commission are charged with that. So there's information that the board never, ever gets.
Larry Jensen, the chair of the police commission, says when the internal affairs report was issued 3 years ago, he was advised not to read it or share it with commission members. He says the city attorney, in conjunction with union representatives, determined that internal affairs reports should remain confidential. But Jensen says he was well briefed about the issues in the report by the police chief at the time.
At the time that the Tremblay report was issued, the police commission was made aware of what was in the report, and it was my opinion, and it remains my opinion, that the issues raised were adequately and sufficiently dealt with by the chief of police.
William Knott, president of the Rutland City Board of Aldermen, stands behind the commission and says they deserve credit for the job they've done in helping rebuild and restore trust in the city's police department. But with the city about to hire a new police chief, Knott says it's important that the commission learn from recent events.
You want a police commission that has, at the very least, a doubtful relationship with the police chief. Because, yes, you want a police commission that is willing to be a fair partner to the police chief, but at the same time is verifying everything, because that's the job that they're being entrusted with for the citizens of Rutland.
Knott says voters had a chance to change the city's charter in 2011 and place members of the Board of Aldermen on the police commission. That measure was voted down. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.